Hi, and welcome to this edition of Talking Data. I'm Ed Burns, site editor of Search Business Analytics, and I'm here with my usual partner, Jack Vaughn, from Search Data Management. Jack just came back from the Strata conference that was happening out west, and so he's going to tell us a little bit about some of the things he saw. And so, Jack, I know that you've said in some of the past Strata conferences you've gone to, there was a really big focus on SQL and everything that's happening around that, but it sounds like this year there was a little bit less emphasis on that, a little bit more emphasis on machine learning, which is really interesting. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about how it looks like that's all heading?
Well, the Strata conference is different, being in a way a mix of data management products, data analytics, tutorials, and out-of-the-box, really cutting-edge data science. Many features under this one big tent. For a couple of years running, SQL on Hadoop technology that brings the familiar SQL query methods to Hadoop has been a major theme. And that's because there's already an infrastructure of SQL-based reports and corporations, ones that would like to tap into the mostly unstructured Hadoop that industry has given so much attention to. So there was SQL on Hadoop discussed at the show, but it just seemed there was quite a bit more time and space dedicated to machine learning. So machine learning is something that is completely outside that world of queries. It's about running algorithms on data. It resembles the programs being written for a long time on Wall Street, ones that try to look for patterns to visualize a trend that has some connection to your goal of making money. And this is familiar to statisticians. They're kind of the precursor to the data scientist. They don't query relational databases as much as instead running algorithms on data and finding an answer, finding a business opportunity. So that type of machine learning, it seemed to be out and about at Strata in the sessions and the products, many products, but just to mention a couple. H2O was there with a new Spark-enabled analytical engine connection to Spark. SkyTree was there, and they and others, and also Microsoft, which is making a play with its Azure machine learning cloud services, that was there, and people basically had updates on the machine learning products at the show.
Right, so that seems to explain why there's growing interest in machine learning. But on the other end, I'm interested in why it seems like people are becoming somewhat less interested in the idea behind SQL on Hadoop. I mean, there was a long time where it seemed like that was sort of like the holy grail that just everybody wanted. But now, I mean, I've sort of observed it myself, even though I'm not covering this aspect of the industry full-time. It seems to be less hype around the whole concept. So did you get any sense of why people aren't quite as interested in the idea of SQL on Hadoop as they have been in previous years?
I'm not quite sure I can say that they're not, that there's not still a lot of interest in SQL. The canned and interactive queries that are repeatable, that are desired by people, and they're trying to bring the unstructured data into that mix in the conventional SQL workflows, you know, that was there, but there wasn't high hyperbole there. Instead of Strata in San Jose, you saw the spotlight being put in machine learning. That was very bright. Let me focus on what one group, those are the people that I saw that who have been doing machine learning already, and they're looking at new tools. They have lots of jobs, lots of data sets. They're building statistical models, lots of them, these are models that can find patterns in the data. With the new parallel platforms, they have compute power now to take those techniques up a level, to scale up with the data, and if more data makes things more precise, to be more successful still. They face a need to reduce the amount of time in building models and running models, and they need more time in their workflows to actually share the results with others in the corporation that need to act on the data. So that's a reason there's an interest in faster processing. In the past, as one presenter from the insurance industry said there, the default for the data scientist was to find sometimes easy problems because there were limits on the models and the limits on the size of the data, limits on what they could work on. Now he expects to do a better job of solving new problems and tougher ones, running models on bigger data sets. This individual used SkyTree software for machine learning, and I take it because it was sort of a way to quickly take the machine learning models that are already familiar to him and his colleagues, but to have them run in multiple threads. Another user on hand at the conference, one from the telecom field, told me he runs thousands of models in order to put optimal sales leads and marketing plans in front of his sales force. There are only so many days in the physical quarter, and you can't deliver this kind of information on the last day of the quarter to get results. You have to do it quickly so that you can spread the word. He said his firm is employing H2O, which is a machine learning platform that runs in a highly distributed processing mode, to make those things happen quickly. We'll be writing about these issues, Ed, as we're going forward in search data management, and I know as well for you in search business analytics.
Well, it'll definitely be interesting to see where all this goes and, you know, what the focus of the next Strata event is going to be. Thank you, Jack, for coming in and telling us all about your time out west. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this edition of Talking Data.